So Maria says that so many Khuri want to shlug up of Yuda. It says that even if you bring dirt into the house before Yom Tov, it's still muksa. For the Gemara, that's not a kasha on him. Or the time according to you, lechsaya b'efer kira. Anyway, there's a kasha. Our Mishnah says that if you have ashes in the oven that was there from before Yom Tov, it's not muksa, it's mutter. So anyway, there's hecha tinses, how you could have something that's roy for kisi adam, that's vade, not muksa. So how could you tell me now that a kfi, you can't do kisi adam, because there's a sophic muksa involved? Oy v'dake noitz. And the other way, there is, in the case we have the shovel stuck into the ground beforehand, we had before that Beishamai says you are allowed to. So why isn't Beishamai moida? Here also you should be allowed to. Rashi says, l'chsaya v'dake noitz v'yafakira. To have the head you're talking about this in the mukhenu. It's understand. The more is now mashma, dake noitz is mamish called mukhen now. At least maybe according to Beishamai, maybe. So I'll call upon it anyway, it's a kashir. Ella, what do you have to answer me? The Leslie, this bride is talking about a certain case that you don't have any ashes from the oven. You don't have any shovel stuck into the ground. That's what we're talking about. If so, it's not so shred to say, hachinami de Leslie. We're talking about a kimta where this person did not bring dirt into his house before Yom Tov. Another zavada we hold like of you, the shita. If the person did bring dirt into the house before Yom Tov, Havadav, it's not muksa, and you're allowed to touch it, you're allowed to use it. In such a case, if you have a kvi, gezuntahed, make the shechita on Yom Tov, and take that dirt and cover up the blood, then you're not doing anything wrong. But here, the price is talking about a person that does not have any dirt that was prepared before Yom Tov. So now, you only want to do is touch muksa. So if it's a vadei mitzvah, kisi adam, anachayim, then Beishami says, yes, you're allowed to. But here, where it's only a suffix, if there's a mitzvah kis, you're not, then we say you're not allowed to touch muksa. You don't have a right. Look, ain't suffix, moitzim edei vadai. The yisra muksa is a vadai yisra muksa. The mitzvah kis adam is only minat suffix. But a suffix we say, don't do the shrita, don't be over the yisra tiltul of muksa. But there's no kash on the yuda. For the gemari, yihachi, if that's the case, lastly, yihachi, my yiri suffix, what are you talking about? It's a suffix, if it's a kvi or not. If this is the case then, that you don't have any dirt altogether, so even if it's a vade then the kasher is, l'churi can't make a shchiter either. You have a vade chai, you have a chicken here. But we're talking about now, you don't have anything prepared from before Yom Tov, you only have muksam, so nobody is matter to touch muksa. In other words, we're going now, even according to Veshamai, he's only matter when you have the deka noitz, the vajoyim, it's like some hachana was done there. It's not a complete muksa case. For you have nothing prepared from before Yom Tov to touch pure muksa, pure dirt, to make a kisui, even according to Beishamai it's also. So then why does the Braisa say here, only a case of a kfi, it's a suffix if there's a mitzvah, you can't do it, even if you have a vade chicken here, also you can't do it. If you don't have anything prepared from before Yom Tov, only muksa, nobody is matter to say, you could shech the chicken right now, how do you do the mitzvah kisi adam? Later I'll take muksa, dig a dirt, and cover it. No, you're not allowed to do it. So why does the Brayis only say something you're not allowed to do? In such a case, even a vade you can't do. But the Gemara filu vade nami loy. The Gemara says enech nami loy mi boy kamer. Not only this, even that loy mi boy. Not only vade. The loy lishcher. Not only a vade. You can't make the shchitam because on a vade chicken you have to do the mitzvah kisi adam. And when you don't have any dirt prepared at all, only muksa, you're not allowed to do it on Yom Tov. You can't touch the muksa. So then for sure, don't make the shchitam on the chicken. Abu safik. Well, let's say this guy has this type of an animal that's doubtful it's a suffix if it's a chai or a behema. We don't know if there's a mitzvah kisi adam or not. I would tell you, mishum simchas yom tev lishchoy. Gesundheit, we should tell you, have no meat tea today. Gesundheit, make the shchit on the animal. You'll not eat the animal. But learn the chayu. You have blood on the floor now, and it's doubtful if there's a mitzvah kisi adam or not, so don't do it. It's a suffix mitzvah kisi adam. You can't touch the muksa to do it. I would have thought to say that you are allowed to make the shchita koponim mishum simchas yom tov. On that kamashmulon, that's what the Braisa teaches in a tremendous chiddush. No, that since you won't be able to do the soif, the mitzvah kisi adam, you are not allowed to make the shchita. So even though you have no other meat tea today, you're not going to have simchas yom tov. So what? You have no right to make the kisui, the shchita, because then it's doubtful if there's a mitzvah kisui, and you can't be mekayim the mitzvah kisui, so that's the chiddush of the Braisa. But it could be an echnami yavada in such a case, also you can't do. For the Gemara b'amidik, Tony Seifer, since we learned in the Seifer, v'yim shochatu, let's say this person went and shechted the kvi, ein mechasen es domay. You're not allowed to be mechaser the dam. That's what it says. Mechlau then the ratio, but this liaskinen. Hey, the sefer says if you made the shchit, ain't mechasen. Rashi, we're talking about kloima. Bishlei main shecht in the ratio it's work to a kamer. That's what you're telling me. Don't say mishum kibud yomtiv. El sefer the tony ain't mechasen. The sefer says you're not allowed to be mechasen. Now, either leslei chod the mahani lechasois mayis lachshminen. Like, why does the Christ the chazer over it again to say at the end that even if you made the shchit, ain't mechasen? Like, shchit, you can't do it. If you don't have anything there to do it, shchit, you're not allowed to do it. So Bishlemi answered me the Reish telling me the Chiddush that even Machma Sofik, you can't make the shchita. But why does the Sefer have to say, V'yim Shochatu, if you did do the shchita on the Kvi, still ain't mechasen? So Mechlal Tzorai Lechura, but the Yisle Yaskini, we're talking about, yes, you do have. So if you do have, the question is then, how come a kvi, why can't you make a shchita then? If you have something that you could make a kisa with, it's not muksam, then it's a question. Why can't you make a shchita on this kvi, on the suffix animal? What's the question? Maybe there's a mitzvah kisa, maybe there's not a mitzvah. Take the dirt, it's not muksam, cover it up anyway. So what kind of case are we talking about, this brisa that says, on a suffix kvi, even though you have dirt, you're not allowed to use it? So Gemara is like this, Elo Amar Rava. I tell you a svara, eifakira muchin levadai v'yein muchin asafik. Eifakira, that though we say if you have ashes in the oven. So from before yomtiv, you had a mind to use it. A person only has a mind to use it for something that I am vadai 100% allowed to use for. If it's 100% purpose, for that I have das to use it. Of the v'yein muchin asafik, something that's doubtful if it's to be used or not, a person does not have das to use it. Rashi muchin levadav yemuchin lesofik. Because talk about that hokakoma. Afgav v'dait l'chol mili, even though a person thinks about everything, hach nesosu mielis. Even though when a person brings the dirt into his house, he has the mind to use it for anything, of the haver miner is levadai, it only helps for something that has 100% use. V'yeinu mielis lesofik. But it does not help for a sofik for doubtful use. That's the haver miner. So Mora says, my timer, loid the covid, Lesofik my timer. Why isn't a mukhan for sofik? Lesofik my timer loy. How come you can't use this efekira, the ashes, to cover up the dam of a kri, of a sofik animal, sofik chayah, to cover it guma? You have to tell me there's some isser involved right now, that by digging out the ashes, you're making a hole. For the Gemara, if that's the case here, so then vadeh namikra of it guma. Vadeh is also making a guma. The Gemara, what are you talking about? Or lav davka eshes here, even in Yehuda's case, where you brought the dirt into the house from before yontif. But if you're going to tell me now there's some type of an issur involved, that by taking out the dirt, you're making a hole there, some type of a binyan, so even a vadeh should also be yasser. Elo, what do you have to say, like we learned before, kidder Rabbi Abba, that there's no issur about taking out the dirt, even though you're making a hole. Because since you don't have in mind to use the hole, there's no issur deraisa, some locha shen trich lagufa, it's only yasser with the rabbonin, and Mishum Simchus Yantav, the Rabbanu Amayda. So I'll tell you, Hochi Namik, the Rabbanu, the same thing here also. So if so, El Asafik my time, why can't you use a Asafik then? Like it's a question. This Afer, or this dirt you brought into your house, you brought it in for all purposes, so the Havaminer is, you brought it in for every purpose, so that it's not Muksa. So if it's not Muksa, why can't you use it by a Asafik? Why if you have a Asafik Kfi, a Kfi, that's doubtful if it's a Chayir or a Noif, why is Allah you can't make a shchita to make a kisui? Like there's no muksa involved. You brought this dirt in to be used. Why can't it be used for a suffix? So you have to say, my timer, dilma of the katisha. We're afraid maybe this dirt you're going to come and chop it up and you grind it, there'll be a malacha like teichin. For the Gemara of Yisofi, you have a doubt about that, about this malacha, then vade naminigzer. Even though it's a vadai, let's say you have 100% chicken here, and there's a mitzvah kisui, it should also be also to use this dirt. Let's make a gzera. Maybe you'll have to chop up the dirt to grind it up, and there'll be the yisa the rice of ketisha. So Marin says no. Vada nami is mishum ketisha. Mar vada, if you have a chicken or a vada chaya, that there is a mitzvah essay of kisya dam, then we don't make any gzeras. Even if you do a malacha the rice of ketisha of grinding up this dirt, still it's mutter. Why? Ki ka'ovet ketisha. Even if the person now has to take this dirt and has to grind it up, chop it up, little bit into smaller particles, smaller pieces. So you're doing a malach of teichin, of grinding, still it's mutter. Why? I tell you, osay esay v'dochi esleisasay. There's a mitzvah esay involved. What are you chopping up this dirt for? Because you want to do the mitzvah esay of kisya dam. So since you're having in mind now to do the mitzvah say, the klal is essay is dechalai say. So therefore, true, you're allowed to do the malacha on Yom Tov, even though you're doing a malacha of teichin, grinding up the dirt. It's mutter mishun the mitzvah say. Mashenka, this would be very good a sophic though. We only have a kfi, this animal that's doubtful to us, whether it's a chayo or a behema, then there's no 100% mitzvah to make the kisya dam. It's only a suffix if there's a mitzvah altogether. So then you don't say eser decholos say. You can't say you have a right to make the ketisha grinding up the dirt, because grinding up the dirt is a vada ister deraisa. And the mitzvah kisya is only a suffix, that's why you're not allowed to do it. So this would be a teretz now. We're talking about the dirt you brought in, Taklat Yev Yehuda, the dirt is not muksa. Now the reason why you say we can't use this dirt to cover up the kfi, because we have a gzera, maybe you come to crush up the dirt, which would be an issi deraisa, and that's also Mashenka on a vadai, you're allowed to do it because there's no, it would say eser decholoysa say. So Mar says, no, you can't say at the klal of eser decholoysa say over here. Hey, Madi Amrinan, when do I say this klal? Of osi eser v'dechias loysa say, that the Torah says you're allowed to do the loysa say. Since you're going to be mekayim mitzvah sasei, could go in mila b'taras. Only in the case that if the tinuk, the zocher, has on his mokum orla, he has a taras. Now the mitzvah taras, as the Torah says, is alive. You're not allowed to cut off the taras off your body. You're not allowed to cut off a taras. Here that the taras is on the mokum amila, there's a mitzvah sasei to cut off the orla. So what do you do here? If you cut off the orla, do the mitzvah sasei, you're being over lois sasei. So then we say the klal is essay is decholos sasei. Yes. You're allowed to cut off the orla, because you're doing a mitzvah sasei, even though you're also doing a lois sasei. That's the klal of eser decholos sasei. Inam, in another case, is sadem tzitzis. In a case where you have your beged shell tzitzis, you want to put tzitzis on a beged that has klayim. You have klayim on the beged. The beged, let's say, is made out of linen. And now the tzitzis is made out of wool. So linen, pishtim, and semer is klayim. So here you're allowed to wear such a beged. Midiraisa, we hold you're allowed to wear a beged, even though the beged is made from linen, and the tzitzit is made out of wool. You're doing over a lav of klayim, but so what? Since at the time you're doing the mitzvah asay of tzitzit, we say eser decholos asay. Now what's special about these two cases? The beidna, the kormeka lav, the same time when you're being over the lav, when you're wearing the klayim, or when you're cutting off the tzaras, called mukim liyesei. At that same second, you'd be mekayim the mitzvah say of mila or the mitzvah say of levisha tzitzis. Then we say eser decholos say. Abahocha, what are we talking about here? The yidna the kameka lav at the time when you're taking this dirt and chopping it up to make it into small particles loy mukim esay. You're not be mekayim any mitzvah say. The asay first comes later. After you chop up the dirt, then you throw the dirt onto the blood to do the mitzvah say. That comes later. So when the essay comes after the lav, then we do not say the klal of eser decholos say. So melech takashia then, you can't say we have a gzera, maybe you come to do an eser deraisa of ketisha, of grinding up the dirt, because then even a vadai should also be yosur. How could you make a kisa and a vadai animal, on a vadai chay, a vadai chicken, why isn't there a gzera, maybe do the malach of ketisha? And you can't say eser decholos say. So Mara says, hold like kasha, that alone won't be such kasha. I'll tell you, the bahadir de kotish komachse. Maybe the person's talking about that he's mamish grinding up the dirt the same second he's throwing it on the blood. So that's called bidna. That's called the same second. In other words, while I'm throwing the dirt down on the floor to cover the blood, that's when I'm grinding it. So maybe that's also called bidna. So maybe I could say eser decholos say. But still the Gemara says it's no good. The saif, anyway, yomtif eser v'lois say. Every malacha on Yom Tov, there's a mitzvah asay of shvisa to rest on Yom Tov, has a mitzvah asay not to do malacha, and there's also a lois asay not to do malacha on Yom Tov. And the klal is, v'yeinesay doichies lois asay v'yesay. That's what we say, esay is doichie lois asay, only one lois asay by itself. The mitzvah asay of tzitzis is doichie the lav of klayim, but only because there's only a lois asay there. But when the esay has to go against another asay, then we say, no, the esay can't be doichie the esay. What is Gantz Teres here is the pshat is that when the lois asay has an essay with it, it's a stronger lois asay. So such a lois asay like malach on Yom Tov, you can't be deicha, essay can't be deicha. But the other svar is no. We always say one essay can't weigh out another isra asay. Because you always say, my yom ha-yesa, my ha-yesay. Who says this essay is better than that essay? If you have a loisase and an essay, we say the mitzvah say is more stronger than the mitzvah loisase. When you have an essay connected to another essay, then you can't be deicha. So kol ponim, yomtif has the mitzvah say to it. You have to rest on yomtif. So therefore you have no right to do the mitzvah kis yadam and be over the yisra say on shvisa. So back to the kasha, if we're afraid maybe you make a ketisha, it should be also even on a vaday. Say elo amar papa. Papa says like, elo amar rova. Rava says like this, Eifer Kira. That the question was, we have the Chura Eshes in the oven that's Mukhin prepared from before Yom Tov. So if so, why can't we use these Eshes to cover up the Kri, or Suffolk Mitzvah Kisadam? I tell you, Dai Tel Avadai. The Svar is a person only has in mind at the beginning of Yom Tov to use it for 100% of Avadai purpose. The Ein Dai Tel Suffolk, but you do not have in mind to use it on a doubtful use. That's the Svar. So therefore, true, you had a mind to use these ashes, but only for a vade purpose. So if it's a chaya or a chicken, that is a vade mitzvah say of kisyadam, then it's not muksi, you're allowed to use it. But it's only a kvi, a suffix, if there's a mitzvah or not, then this oy efer is muksa. It was not, you didn't have a das to use it for a doubtful use. The yaz the rov latam, rov goes according to his own svara. The yama rov said, hichnis offer. Let's say somebody brought in dirt into his house before Shabbos and before Yom Tov. And he brought it for the purpose of lechasas boitzoya. He knows he has kids in the house, could be didn't have diapers then, and the kids make on the house, so he wanted to use it to cover up the tzoya. That's why he brought the dirt into the house. He had a mind to use it to cover up the dirt. Is muta lechasas by dan tzipur. You are allowed to use this dirt also to cover up a dan tzipur. Like if you know before Yom Tov you're going to shech the chicken on Yom Tov, so lechur etzavad by use, so you're allowed to use this dirt you brought in to use to cover up the dam also. What about dam tzipur? Let's say you brought this dirt in only at the beginning because you had in mind you want to make a shrita tomorrow with the chicken, and you know you'd have to have earth dirt to make the mitzvah kisli. So that's why you brought this dirt into your house before Yom Tov. You brought it in with the intentions to use to cover up the dam of a shrita. Then we say, Rav says, also lachatas b'tzoya. You're not allowed to use it to cover up dirt Shmutz that comes out of the kids. And the reason is because it's only a suffix of the bishmutz. You don't know there'll be vadei tzoy on the floor. Bishklaim of the shchita, you know 100% you have in mind to shech the chicken tomorrow. So you brought this dirt in on Erev Yom Tov to use to cover up the blood. That's like a vadei use. Do you know 100% you can have that use? Mashenke, to be used to cover up the shmutz, it's not 100% there'll be shmutz on the floor. Maybe the kid won't dirty up the floor. Maybe there won't be any tzoy there. You see, this is Rava Svara, that if you bring something in for a Vade purpose, you only had intentions to use it for a Vade purpose and not for a Suffolk purpose. Na bloi yamri, na bloi say, afilu hechnes eifel achazes boi dam tzipa. No, even in the case that you brought the dirt in intentions to use it to cover up the blood of a shchita, so that's for a Vade use, still mutal achazes boi tzoya. You are still allowed to cover up the tzoya. So Pasha, he says, that's also called the vada use. That's not called the doubtful use. Like, it's very shchich, it happens often, there should be tzaya there, that's also called the useful. Something to be useful. Amid Marov, and Marov said like this, Pligi bo Rav Yosef Achoma, Rabbi Zerit. So Machleik is Rav Yosef Achoma and Rav Zerit. V'yamrlo, some say, Rova Brei de Rav Yosef Achoma, for Rabbi Zerit. That Chamod Chadoma one says, Kvi, if you have a suffix animal, whether it's a chay or a behemoth, if there's a mitzvah kisya or not, hareyu kitsoya. It has the same halacha, we have the dirt, if you're allowed to use the dirt to cover up the shmutz that comes out of the body. The chadama one says, no, kvi ain't a kitsoya. Kvi is even worse. Kvi, since it's doubtful altogether, if there's a mitzvah kisya, that's not called a purpose at all. Mashenkin soya, since it's very shchit, you'll find shmutz in the house, and you want to use it for that, that's more Karav Levadai. So Gemara says, this time the Rav, it's a Raya, that Rav is the one, Hudiyam, he's the one that says, Kvi Harei Ketsoya. Yes, a Kvi, this doubt for you to cover up the blood of a Kvi, is the same Malacha like Tsoya, covering up Tsoya. The Yama Rav, a Rav said, Hech Nis Ofer, Lechasa is Boi Tsoya, if a person brought dirt into a south area of Yom Tov, with intention to use his dirt, to cover up Tsoya, Shmutz to the point of the house on Yom Tov, then it's muchin, even for the suffix of tzoya. So for sure, you're allowed to use it to cover up the blood of a chicken that you know, like before Yontif, 100% you're going to shech the chicken tomorrow. Mashenkein, dam tzipur, let's say you brought the dirt in before Yontif, because you knew you want to shech the chicken tomorrow. So you want to use this dirt now to cover up the dam of the chicken. The halacha is, also lechatzis by tzoya. You're not allowed to use this often now to cover up tzoya. So it's dying. So you see, Rav is the one that says that tzoya is called a suffix use. Just like a kvi, for sure, is called a suffix use, because you don't know kvi is a suffix if there's a mitzvah kisya or not. So to cover the blood of a kvi, for sure, is a suffix use. Rav says that to cover up tzoya is also called a suffix use. So Rav is the one that says tzoya is a doubtful use. It's not 100% there would be tzoya in the house. So if you brought the dirt in to be used to cover up the blood of a chicken, you're not allowed to use that dirt to cover up the shmutz, because it's doubtful if it will come out on Yom Tov or not, if it would have to be used or not. But Rami Breid Rav Yeba Omar, Kfi, Hainu Taimud Lada Chasinon, he says a new reason. Maybe we're talking about not Taka true, you had dirt brought into the house before Yom Tov. And we hold like Rabbi Yehuda, if you brought the dirt in to be used, it's not muksa, you could use it for any purpose you want. You're such a case like that. You could have dirt in your house that's usable for any purpose. Then the question is, why does the Braisa say if you have a kfi on Yom Tov, you can't make the shchita because you're not allowed to make the kisya dam? Why not? Take this dirt that you have in your house, you're allowed to use it for anything, and cover up the blood. What's wrong? You're not doing any avera. The shchita you're allowed to do. The blood is on the floor. It's only a question of taking the dirt and throwing it on. There's no issur. Why not? That was the original kasha. So he has another teretz now. Rami Breid Rav Yehbi Omer Kfi, you know why you can't make the shchita and the kisa and the kfi and yomtiv? Hainu time at lan mechasinon gzeirim mishumatar eschalboi. We're afraid that if people are going to see you make the kisa dam on yomtiv, people are going to say this animal is a vaday chaya. That's why they're making the mitzvah kisa dam. And you know what the difference is? On an animal like a cow, the chela of the fat is also to eat. There's trace of fat in the behemoth. Ma'ashenken in a chaya, there's no treif for chaylev. Chaylev doesn't apply to a chaya. A chaya, you're allowed to eat any fat you want. A chicken, you can eat any fat you want. There's no with the chaylev on a chicken or on a chaya. So Mela were afraid, if they're going to see you make the mitzvah kisya dam on yomtiv, on this kvi, they're going to say for sure it's a chaya. And there's no with the chaylev. All the fat you're allowed to eat. And it's not true. Since it's a doubtful, maybe it's a behemah. On the tzad of tzabehimah, you're not allowed to eat the chayla of the fat of it. Certain fats you're not allowed to eat. So therefore, the Rabbanim did not want you to make a kisya dam on Yom Tov. For the Gemara, if that's the svari hochi, afilu b'chel nami. Even on the weekday, then, you should not make a kisya dam on it. Even in the middle of the weekday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, the same thing. If someone is going to see you shech this kvi and make a kisya dam, they're going to think for sure it's a chaya, and you're allowed to eat the chayla. So Gemara says no. People say if you make a kis in the middle of the weekday, they'll say, you know why this person is throwing the dirt over the blood? Not to do the mitzvah's kisim, but to clean his chatzar. He doesn't like to have a dirty chatzar. He doesn't want to have a backyard that has blood in it. Fred Gemara, of a shochet piyashpa, Michael Meima. What's going to be then if somebody shechs in a junkyard? So there, lechura, nobody cares if it's junk. It's junk there anyway. So more dirt don't make anything wrong. So what's going to be in a case that you shech this kvi in a junkyard, there even on a Monday and a Tuesday, how do we let you make a kisya dam? There people see for sure the reason why you're covering up the blood, because you hold it to chaya, so people come to eat the chaylev then. If somebody comes to ask you a question, I have a kvi, I want to know when I make the shchita, am I allowed to make the kisya dam or not? What do you tell them? Like, how can we tell them yes? There's a mitzvah kisya dam, so right away say that it's chaylev is mutter then. So must like this, Ela b'chol like this, Inami nisafka, Amrile rabbonin zilturach. People won't come to make this mistake. Because in the middle of the weekday, if you shech the kvi, now people know a kvi is a kvi. Like they know it's not a cow. A cow everybody knows is a behemoth. A kvi is doubtful if it's a chay. It's not a deer either. Like you know for sure it's not 100% chayah. So people know a kvi is a suffix. So like this, if people will see you covering it up in the middle of the weekday, they'll say, you know why you're covering it up? Because the Rabbanan said, min ha-safik, it's a doubtful if there's a mitzvah or not. So min ha-safik, the Rabbanan said, in the weekdays, zil torach, go and bother yourself, v'chasei, and cover up the blood. Mashenkin, the question is the yomtiv, though, on the yomtiv we'll have a question. They'll say, im safka, if it's only a safik, if this animal has a mitzvah kisya or not, mi yamrle rabbonin zotarach v'chasei, would rabbonin tell you even on yomtiv to go and cover up the blood? That's why people will make a mistake. So on yomtiv we tell you, you can't cover up this blood. Even if you have dirt that's prepared before yomtiv, it's not muksa. But we're afraid if you come and matriach yourself, bother yourself, to cover up the dam on yomtiv, people say for sure it's a chaya, and you're allowed to eat the chalet. Man, that's wrong. Mashenka, on the weekday, there people won't come to learn. In the weekday, people will know that the Rabbanan said, even though it's only a suffix, if it's a chaya, go bother yourself and cover it up. Now, Tanya Abzeira, Tanya Abzeira, like Fiba Vadomra, La Filo Shachet Veim Achaya V'yoy. But the sarvul domon zebizeh oslachas is b'yomtiv. You're not allowed to cover up on yomtiv either. All right, we'll stop here. We'll go over this again tomorrow.